This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. As the countdown to the primaries gets shorter, candidates aren't the only ones giving it all they've got. Many independent political groups are working just as hard and very creatively. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Say you live in Iowa and you're setting out to do some gift shopping. You do a Google search for safe toys, along with advertising links to healthychild.org and safe toys at Target. You'll also get one for YouGoGirl.com.
I have to say YouGoGirl.
Oh, yes! Will you go with me?
Yes.
Let Hillary know you're going to the caucus, going to change things.
That's from one of the videos at YouGoGirl. It features an exchange between Hillary Clinton and a supporter in New Hampshire. It comes with a message urging Democratic women in Iowa to go to a presidential caucus next month, even if they've never gone to one before. But here's the deal. None of this is from Hillary Clinton's campaign.
We wanted to find women where they live.
Maren Hesla directs voter mobilization strategies at the pro-choice women's group Emily's List. She says they did a poll of Democratic women around Iowa. It turns out that Clinton's biggest fans among women had never attended a caucus. So YouGoGirl.com explains the caucus process. The Emily's List strategy also includes this.
Hi, this is Sarah from Cedar Rapids, and I'm calling on behalf of Emily's List. In a day or two, you're going to get some information about the January 3rd caucus.
A robocall from a woman who's in the web video ads announcing a one-page mailer. The mailer steers the recipient to YouGoGirl.com, and after it arrives, Sarah robocalls again. Maren Hesla.
You have to understand you're playing at the margins. I would consider the YouGoGirl.com campaign a success if we added 5,000 to 10,000 new women caucus participants for Senator Clinton.
And this is just one channel of national money flowing into Iowa and New Hampshire. A conservative group called Common Sense Issues last week launched TrustHuckabee.com. It's also doing robotic phone calls disguised as polls, making negative points about the other Republican candidates. Patrick Davis is director of Common Sense Issues.
We are gathering information about what the people of Iowa think about a host of issues and where their interest is in people running for president.
And on TV, a group called Republican Majority for Choice has a double-barrel attack on Mitt Romney, his style and his substance.
In 2001, he flipped, saying, "I do not wish to be labeled pro-choice." In 2002, he flopped.
"I will preserve and protect a woman's right to choose."
This year, he flipped again.
Right now, Hillary Clinton is probably getting the most attention on both sides. This week, Emily's List and its allies, the Public Employees Union AFSCME and the American Federation of Teachers, plunked down $387,000 to help her, while RightMarch.com and Life and Liberty Political Action Committee laid out $72,000 against her. Also weighing in against Clinton is a liberal PAC, Democratic Courage. Its message? That Clinton is a wimp who gets pushed around by the GOP.
But then the Republicans attacked.
"Tell me this isn't a socialist idea."
And Hillary backed down.
"Remember the Hillary Bond program?"
Democratic Courage President Glenn Hurwitz said they modeled the ad on some ads from 2004, ads that crippled frontrunner Howard Dean just before the Iowa caucuses.
"They were bringing new information forward to the electorate that really wasn't getting out there in any other way."
At Iowa State University, Professor Stefan Schmidt was watching the caucuses long before they became a political free-for-all. He says Iowans still like to think of them the old way.
"And we wanted to make them quaint and local and cuddly and sort of wintry with some hot chocolate and cookies."
But with national groups joining in the bombardment of ordinary Iowa voters, it can't be that way anymore. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.